Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're hurting today, Hugh.
Yeah, I get it, man. We got to be honest, though. Some of y'all don't like honesty.
Well, and you know what? The best days to be honest are days like today, because that was a joke yesterday. 21-point lead, and the Eagles don't score for the final 41 minutes of the game.
To drop the act Monday?
It is.
Drop the act.
On everyone. I mean, you just pick whoever you want to drop the act on. I mean, I think the coaching staff yesterday, they got out-coached. I mean, they got out-coached by Brian Schottenheimer. I mean, that wasn't McVay on the other side. Like, it wasn't McVay. It wasn't Shanahan. It wasn't Andy Reid. It's Brian Schottenheimer. And isn't Eberflus on the other side? We got shut down by Eberflus. Oh, yeah. 41 minutes of no score against Eberflus.
I don't know if we got shut down by Eberflus.
All right. Well,
we shut ourselves down.
We shut ourselves
down. That's what we do.
But you should be able to score touchdowns at will against Eberflus' defense.
Amen. You'd think.
You would think.
Not this offense.
No. All right. Can we hear from, usually we hear from Lane Johnson after games, but he's out. So Fred sliding in for Lane. Fred Johnson. I think Fred was ready for the task of filling in for Lane. I'm not sure he's up for the task of being asked questions post-game about what's wrong with the team. That takes a little experience. Here's Fred Johnson on, hey, why can't you guys run and pass the ball?
What's keeping the run game from getting going?
I'm not the coach.
Well, because I know what people hear, they hear an indictment. But it's more so, they don't want to give anybody nothing. They don't want to give anybody any bulletin board material. You'd be like, hey, dog, don't ask.
I also think that's a tough spot for Fred. Yeah, he just became a starter.
He's like, hey, dog.
Hey, Fred, what's wrong with the oven? I don't know.
Ask Petullo. Let him answer that question.
Well, I don't know. Well, we'll hear from Petullo later this week. But we did hear from Ruben Frank after the game. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Ruben seen many Eagles offensive coordinators. The good ones, the bad ones, whatever the hell Petullo is right now. But Ruben's ready for a little change here. Here's Ruben Frank on the Eagles offensive coordinator situation.
It's inexcusable. And, I mean, you could point to a lot of different things. You can't score 21 points on your first three drives and not come close to scoring again. They score one more touchdown, they win the game. Kevin Petullo, I don't know how you can let him continue calling plays after this. Their last eight drives, they didn't score. They had 6 first downs. And 100, and I'm sorry, I'm doing the math in my head right now, 111 yards. Had 196 yards on the first three drives and 21 points. Didn't come close to scoring again.
Not only one first down on the 5 drives after their last score.
Yeah, and then
first down.
And then they had 4 on the last couple. They moved the ball a little bit, but I just don't know. In fact, I think I said it when it was 21-21. I said, Kevin Petullo shouldn't even be calling plays the rest of this game. He's not giving this offense. And look, he's not the only problem. I mean, he is not the only problem, but he's the constant on this offense. He's the one thing that just, I don't think it can be fixed.
Well, we're getting late for him to fix it. He's an inexperienced coordinator. And part of me wonders if he has too many voices in his head. Sirianni's got to say. Hurts has got to say. I mean, you got AJ barking on press conferences and social media every week. He's got to say. I mean, you've noticed the last 2 weeks, they've gotten the ball to AJ a lot. They're not really scoring any more points. How many points have they scored the last 2 weeks? 21 like 20, and
yeah, been a lot.
What was it, 16 against the...
Yep, and 10.
Yeah, so great. All the ball goes to AJ the whole game. We don't score any points. What wonderful combination there. Ruben also went on to say this. Obviously, there wasn't a change yesterday that we know of, but what about by Friday before they play the Bears?
How do you watch that game and not make a change? You know what? I'm going to say he will. I'm going to say tomorrow he's going to tell... Well, he probably won't tell us. We'll see somebody else holding the play card on Friday. I think he's going to make a change. I don't think he has a choice. Look, you made the point the other day. He's done it twice. Once it worked, great. Once it was disaster.
All right, so what he's speaking about there is two times in his tenure he has changed play caller or coordinator in the middle of a season. His mm-hmm. first season, he was the play caller. Sirianni called it himself, and he handed it over to Shane Steichen, and away the Eagles went for the next year and a half, and they made a Super Bowl. The second one he's referencing was a couple years ago when he took away the defensive play calling coordinator role from Sean Desai, handed it to Matt Patricia, and then it just got worse. Hugh, your reaction to the idea that Sirianni should take away play calling from Petullo, and then obviously, depending on how you react to that, we got to figure out, well then who calls the plays?
I don't think that's going to happen. That's a bold statement by Rube. Rube's plugged in. And as bad as it looked yesterday, I don't see that happening. And not that's not me saying because it doesn't need to happen. I think that they're dug in. I think that, you know, when you make moves like this and you hire from within and you co-sign for a guy, because that's what Coach did. He co-signed for him. You don't pull him. You don't pull him. And this offense has been inept all year long. But I don't think they're pulling.
So my first instinct was they're probably not going to do this. And we are at noon today, and obviously nothing's coming out. We'll see what happens between now and Friday. But when Ruben went through that, it did make me think, this is year number six of Nick Sirianni, right? Or five. This is year number five. In two of the previous 4 years, he has pulled the plug on a play caller, right? Mm-hmm. Like the first time it was himself, which I guess is an easier plug to pull because you're not, it's just you. But then he did it to Desai. I mean, in half of his seasons,
That defense.
Well, hold on. Is this offense way worse than that defense?
No, you're right. I get it. But that defense, like that was surprising. And then, you know, you hear the stories coming out about that whole situation and how it went down and how, what's his name, got the job?
Patricia.
Yeah. It was crazy. That was crazy.
I don't think it's a crazy thought that
they
could
change. This is his boy, though. Like, Desai wasn't his boy.
Well, okay, but let's give an example in the NFL right now. Dan Campbell, Johnny Morton was his boy. He was there with him in Detroit. He brought him back to be the coordinator. And what was it, 3 weeks ago? He took the play calling from him. He took it. They've had two good games, one bad game. So we'll see what happens with the Lions. But we just saw that.
Well.
Sounds like Kyle thinks that this might happen.
Well, I'm going to say something brave, yet controversial.
Here we go.
Let Nick try again. I mean, look, it can't be worse. It can't be worse. And trust me, I know. Ugh. But think about the best case scenario here. If you do find something, we don't got to do this stupid new OC, new play caller thing every year.
Yeah, we're off like, the escalator of
that's
nonsense.
The most ideal scenario here.
I know.
I'm not saying I'm confident that he'd be good at it. Can't be worse, though. Can't be worse. Why not give it a try?
Hugh, who should call the plays Friday? Nick, Petullo, Jalen, the fans from the crowd?
I think Petullo's going to beat it. He's going to get one more. He's going to get one more crack at it.
I think I'm done.
You know, no, seriously. You know what this is? Like, there's a lot at play here, and I think that cooler heads will prevail. Number one. The Dallas Cowboys.
Should cooler heads prevail? We lost to the Cowboys.
Well, it's
this is the week to scream and yell. Chuck earlier.
Let's keep it a bean. It's the Cowboys. We lost to the Cowboys, and they've reared their ugly heads after this win. Like that's why I feel so bad. So now we're being hyperbolic and knee jerky in all of our reactions to everything that's going on. So. That's that.
I don't think so. We just want everyone fired.
No, but that's a little knee jerky. And when you look at it, this offense is no different than it's been all year long. This is just the wake up call. Hopefully, this is the wake up call that changes some things.
Yeah, and I know there's Scott Leffler.
Yeah, who's the quarterback?
That idea. At least Hurts and Sirianni have familiarity.
Which is what Campbell and Goff had familiarity because Campbell called plays for a brief period in his early days. So there's something there.
I'm just saying.
You know what? It would streamline our anger, though. Yeah. Right? Like then I would.
Right.
I'd be able to say Sirianni's a clown.
You find out.
I mean, it would if he calls the plays for it and they score 7 points. That's easy. It's easier for us.
If nothing else, don't you get some at least more answers?
You do. I mean, you do.
And see, that's the thing. Like, I'm sitting up here recklessly speculating. I just feel like there's a lot of people to blame in this. Just not one person. I think that for a lot of people, because I got a text last night, people talking about fire Petullo. I don't know if it's all on him. Like, he's part of the problem. I don't think it's all on him. So there's that.
Yeah, there is only so many levers they could push at this point of the season, right? Like,
and you don't want to be, and again, you don't want to be too knee jerky because this is what this feels like today.
Well, and then you could go back to 2 years ago because Hugh, that didn't work. I wonder if it would prevent him from doing it this time, right? Because they tried that with Desai and Patricia.
It wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't the Dallas Cowboys. If we lost, say, if we flipped them and lost Friday to the Bears, we probably would still be mad, but not as mad as losing to the Cowboys.
Yeah, see, I think the Cowboys is a big part of why everyone's angry today, but it's also a continuation. There's been a lot of people out there the whole year have been like, this offense is the problem, but they kept winning, and now ignore it anymore.
See, that's the thing, and this is where I'm at with this, because, again, we lost to the Cowboys, and the first thought in everybody's head is Kevin Petullo, he's garbage, right? But if you're being fair, even though the messenger was not the right guy to send the message, AJ's been talking about this for weeks.
Yeah, so he's been garbage the whole time, is what you're saying. Just now we're mad.
But here's where I can only, and again, folks, I can only go by what's being told to me. They didn't have a problem with Petullo when he was calling plays early on.
The players, you mean?
The players didn't. Because they co-signed him. AJ talked about how much he loved him and how, So I don't know if it's all him. And then on top of that, the reports that came out a week ago.
Well, the Jalen stuff.
Yeah. So I feel like it's a little bit of everything. That's why I'm not just locked in on one person. Because I feel like it's a little bit of everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And that's why I also feel like this happened at the time it probably should have happened. You know, this is coming off the heels of the whole AJ Jalen thing. It reached its peak. We didn't think that this was a trap game. We were wrong about that. It was a trap game.
Well, I mean,
so you have to step back. You take your victory lap now. But you just got to step back.
You said no one thought it was a trap game. I sat here all Friday and said it was. And
we tried to tell you it was a trap game.
You just tried. What you mean? You was with me, weren't you? You were with me.
That was Friday, Kyle.
Tuesday, Kyle was with me. By Friday, that changed.
But that's why I feel like it's just not one thing. And right now, because it's the Cowboys and you lost to the Cowboys, it's easy to put Kevin Petullo's head on a pike.
Well, he belongs there. So does Sirianni. They all do. That was a joke. Let's go back to the phone lines. Nick in Riverside is up. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Nick, we're trying to get by. I mean, today's not an easy day.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I don't think you can point the finger at one person, to be honest. I think you got to point it at the entire team. I think you got to point it at the coaches as well. I don't think you can point it at one person. It's hard to point it at one person.
Well, they all contributed. I mean, when you have that many, I mean, you have 14 penalties. You have,
and I was just about to say, I was going to go with Merrill as well when he stated about the penalties. I was going to say that as well.
Well, you know, 14 is an insane amount of penalties to have in a game. I mean, you're asking to lose the game that way.
Yes, that's ridiculous, man. 14 penalties is crazy. Yeah, that's horrible. And Petullo, that's everyone wants to call out Petullo. I don't know. I think. At a certain point, don't you got to let something develop? Don't you got to let it develop?
You know, Nick, it is a fair thing to bring up, because every time we struggle with a coordinator, we want to let him go, and then we have a good one, and someone takes him away to become a head coach like Steichen or Kellen Moore. So if we keep this pattern, we're never going to have any consistency at offensive coordinator. I mean, there is a thought, like, Petullo's a first year guy; they believed in him. Let him ride this out and let him grow.
I was going to bring up Kellen Moore as well, because when we had Kellen Moore, he had to go. He had to go to the Saints, and it was very unfortunate, in my opinion. And now you got Kevin Petullo, and everyone's calling him out, and it's like, don't you got to let it develop? You're still 8-3 at the end of the day.
It is funny, a Nick, good phone call. What was it, last week? The NFL, I think it was NFL Network, Tom Pelissero put out a list of future head coaching candidates.
Wasn't his name on the list?
Kevin Petullo was on the list.
Yeah. I mean, and then it makes you kind of wonder, what if what we see here in Philadelphia is a reality? See, I'm here to ask the tough question.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm here to ask the tough question.
Larry King Douglas over here.
No, you're like, because a lot of times, man, We don't like to get all the information. See, I'm an information gatherer. I like to,
that's your hallmark.
I like to grab all the information and then I like to recklessly speculate.
Yes. I told you, you're the modern day Larry King.
I'm just saying. Because listen, we were 8-2. Now we're 8-3.
Yeah, you gotta get in your head. We're 8-3 now.
But to put him on the list, the way that we feel about him in Philadelphia obviously isn't the way that they feel about him in the National Football
League. So what do you think that's saying? That they look at what he does here and this is the best you could do with that group?
No. So you're asking me? Because now this is my chance to recklessly speculate.
I'm teeing you up.
Y'all going to get mad when I say this, but
I'm not gonna get
maybe
mad.
Maybe he's getting all these kudos because he's working with Jalen and Nick. Maybe that's the case. Recklessly speculate. Maybe Jalen's hard to work with.
Mm.
Maybe. No, I'm about to – let me take out my phone. My
phone
about
you should put that phone away.
I'm just saying, dog.
Put that phone away.
Maybe hard to work with, dog. Maybe hard to work with.
Yeah. Let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. How you guys doing?
Hey, man. David. What's up?
I'm sad. let me first say, I can't believe – huh?
No, just how blunt you were. I'm sad.
But the Bucky's bathroom attendant over there, I can't believe he blamed Jalen for all this.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
That's just nuts.
David,
guy is unreal. The Bucky's bathroom attendant.
First of all, I never blamed Jalen all the way, but he is culpable in some of this. You do know that. You do realize that, right?
Well, but what you got to look at, Hugh, is I'll recklessly speculate. I can't believe I actually use that now. That's also nuts. But it starts at the top and works its way down. It works its way down to Jalen. Now, as Joe pointed, he's working from a limited menu. This guy's so unprepared and so unimaginative in his offensive play calling. He's got to go. And I don't care who you replace him with. You know, let's try somebody else. And if that don't work, okay, let's try somebody else. You know, we've seen this before where Nick picks his people and it doesn't work.
Yep.
And what do you think with like Howie Roseman, this team is a great team. It's got great players, but they're not playing like a great team. How do you think he feels watching this dreck that this guy's putting out and going, what's he doing with my team? I mean, why doesn't he get involved? Because he's also culpable because he's letting it happen. And you can't let it just run the course and let this guy develop because you don't have time for that crap. You got to get it fixed now. before you go into the playoffs, because it's going to be like the Phillies all over again. They're just going to crap the bed, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, I didn't see that coming. Well, you know what? We've seen it coming all year, and nobody does anything.
Yeah, and we're all seeing it coming now. David, it's a fair question, because if I'm Howie, I'm very frustrated. David, good phone call. I mean, 2 years – in 2022, they got to the Super Bowl. 2023, mm-hmm. the defensive coordinator issues and defensive issues ruined that season. They collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you throw the Brian Johnson offensive coordinator thing in. Last year, the run game and defense led the way, and they won the Super Bowl. This year, it feels like two of the last 4 years, this thing is being derailed by things that they just made a mistake on. I mean,
you're talking about the offense coordinator hiring him,
and then 2 years ago, the defensive coordinator and both coordinators. It's like when they have the right coordinators, this thing flows. When they don't, and that's. You could say that as I'm defending Hurts and Sirianni, but also it's partly an indictment on them. They need help.
I don't look at it as defending or bashing anybody, because at the end of the day, what you always say, Joe, is the number on the front of the jersey,
yes,
not on the back.
That's right.
So it's about the Eagles, the name, whatever. I'm looking at it and I'm trying to figure out, okay, why is it the same? Because it's the NFL is evolution. To me, when you talk about, you know, we talk about the beginning of the year and all these different quarterbacks that had different coordinators that seemed to, at some point at the beginning of the year, look different than they did
and
the year before.
Trends change quickly. You got to be ahead of things.
And for whatever reason, this team is slow to change, or this team is slow to move on to what's hot in the NFL. You know what I mean? And that's, okay, so now who's that? Like, where does that lie? I don't know. But to sit here and say it's all one person or the next person, I don't think that's fair. Because if I'm Jalen, let me give you a story. I remember my first year drafted, I was with the Jets, mm-hmm. right? And I remember it was a preseason. And I remember saying to Coach Kotite, this does not feel right. We don't work hard enough. And him looking at me and saying, hey, you know, it'll be better. It'll be okay. It wasn't okay, Joe.
It wasn't.
That's why when I say he's culpable, listen to what I'm saying, people. If you're a leader, and I'm not, and for y'all that want to split hairs and not be smart enough to listen to what I'm saying, I'm not saying Jalen's not a great leader, because I think he is. But there's been times, especially this year, where he picks and chooses, to me, where he wants to lead. And yesterday, when he said what he said about KP and this offense, that passed the buck to me. That was passing the buck, because you were adamant early on, when the success was all there, when you said something to the effect of the offense going to look the way that I want it to look.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Why did it look like that yesterday?
Is that the way he wanted to look?
Am I wrong?
Well, no, it's like
in asking that question.
It's like when I bring up when Sirianni says I trust my players. Well, when you don't trust them, infer you don't trust them?
And this is another thing, and now I'm going to get on you people. Y'all got to stop making excuses for grown folks. Cuz he's grown. He's a grown man. He's a grown-ass man. And I like Jalen just as much as you do. But I'm going to hold his feet to the fire if he does something that I don't agree with. Y'all need to stop doing that. Like, seriously. Because just like I said, he was adamant and he was defiant when he said, the offense looks like I want it to look. Mm. And I don't care what nobody else thinks about it. Mm-hmm. Didn't look good yesterday.
No.
Did not look good yesterday.
Looked like crap.
So, you know, hey. So when I say he's culpable – That doesn't mean he has all the blame, but he's somewhat to blame for it.
I don't disagree. I mean, we don't score a point after 12 minutes to go in the second quarter. The quarterback's to blame. The offensive line's to blame. The running backs, the coordinator, and the head coach, especially when you got players telling me they weren't prepared for their looks.
That's crazy.
It's terrible. 215-592-9494. We'll go around the NFL next. Some of your phone calls. What stood out to us from yesterday's action? Not a bad week for some of our guests to take on Friday. We'll hit it all next. Your phone calls as well. Blame game Monday after a disaster of a loss down in Dallas. Right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.